Development Matters Radio. I am Cris Oviedo here with Mary Weeks. And how are you doing, Mary?
I can tell you one thing. I'm ready for summer. I can't stand cold weather. Yeah. How are you doing, Cris? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Enjoying the fact that we have a little more sunlight now in the evening. So I'm definitely, definitely enjoying that and can't wait until it's 9 o'clock and the sun's still out. I love that time. So just like you. Just like you, waiting patiently for summer to get here.
Well, you know, we just started 2016, but in 2017, Columbia is coming upon us. A very special birthday. Columbia will be 50. And a lot goes into planning a party for the 50th birthday. Barbara Kellner, General Manager of Columbia Archives, and Marlis East, Managing Director for Columbia Maryland 50, tell us more.
You're really busy with the 50th birthday, aren't you?
Busy is absolutely true, and we're only a year out from our beginning, so we're just getting ready to start with all the details.
Marlis East is the director of the Columbia 50th birthday celebration, and we are both excited about celebrating Columbia's 50th birthday in 2017. Columbia has a fabulous history. Those of you who are not familiar with it have a lot to learn. But the best part about Columbia's history is that it was an extremely innovative, imaginative, wonderfully planned place. And so the theme of the Columbia 50th birthday celebration is appreciate the past and imagine the future. The 50th birthday celebration is an organization formed specifically to manage a whole range of activities that will span a 6-month period and celebrate both the past and the future. And plans are already underway, and we're here to talk a little bit more about that. What have you been doing?
Well, we have some great committees, and they are engaged at every level, trying to generate community spirit and the awareness for what this birthday is going to represent. And the categories of celebration will cover from the history, which you know well and deep, all the way into the arts, the performing arts, the permanent art, the literary. There are so many authors that have come forth out of Columbia, famous. The actors, we all know Ed Norton, but there are a bevy of others that grew up in Columbia and moved on. Famous sporting figures, and academic and business, all of this will fold into a celebration that hopefully will touch everyone before it's over.
I think that's really interesting because as the keeper of Columbia's history, the categories that you just mentioned mirror the categories that the Rouse Company was looking at when they did the original plan, because Columbia was really planned to meet the needs of people, and the arts and the history and the business and the entertainment and all of this were things that they looked at.
So as the timetable folds, we are looking to launch in March of 2017 and then celebrate the birthday in June and then celebrate the future of Columbia through September. So all in all, it'll be about 28 weeks of end-to-end, cover-to-cover, great celebration.
How are we getting everybody involved in programming so that we do have a full calendar of events?
We're in the awareness building phase right now of gathering those that are interested in participation. And with that, we're holding community meetings. And we had one in October. We'll have another one on March 8th. And with that, anyone who's interested in formulating or creating something that will celebrate Columbia, we are welcoming all ideas and ask that they bring them forth to us either through our website, which is columbiamd50.com. You can reach me at 410-423-1878, and we will help you get started with anything that might be within the vein of possibility.
So I know we've already talked a lot. I mean, the Columbia Archives is certainly very much immersed in planning activities that will address the past, both highlighting past artists and authors and things. So I'm excited about that. And June 21st is Columbia's official actual birthday?
The idea is that entire week will be dedicated to Columbia and the celebration of the city, where the other weeks will be focusing on the people and the contributions that many have made throughout. And the other piece of this is that Meriwether Pavilion will also be celebrating its 50th birthday about a month later in July. And Wildlake Village, the first village, will be celebrating its 50th. So there are will be sparks within the whole that are really going to bring life to the whole idea of the birthday.
So we're looking for more people, right? More I mean, we want to get people involved because this is nothing without people contributing their thoughts and organizations thinking about how they can celebrate their own past and the future. And so we're looking for that enthusiasm throughout the Columbia community. Contact Marlis with any ideas that you have, ways that you'd like to get involved. And then also my personal interest, of course, is about the history. The archives is here to be a resource. So you can visit the Columbia Archives at the new Columbia Association headquarters on Hillside Court.
I think that it is great that they are involving the community in the planning for Columbia's 50th birthday celebration. Let's listen to what some residents had to say about the reflections of Columbia.
I moved to Columbia because the minute I came in here, down 175, it just felt like home. Reminded me of California, where I'd lived, Northern California. It had a great vibe, a great feel. I can't even put my finger on it. It was clean, it was green, it was friendly, and a lot of families, a lot of diversity, and it just felt like a place where I wanted to have a family, raise my kids, and I did. And still as in love with it now as I was 37 years ago.
Columbia is a community that was founded on some pretty great values and principles and ideals, and that is unique. There are not many communities that have guiding principles that are meant to improve the lives of residents.
Moved to Columbia because it sounded like the ideal place for me, for us to rear our children. The safety factor, the idea of living in a community where you have multiple ethnic groups, social groups, economic groups, and it just seemed to be the perfect place.
We were founded on a principle of values. And these values are about racial and economic equality. And I don't think other towns build or develop in a way that measures themselves against human values and puts people and quality of life equal to or ahead of gains, especially when you're, you know, when you're doing planning.
I moved to Columbia because I love the idea of it. And I had become fairly familiar with it, having worked in the community. And I hoped to raise a family in a place that had clear goals and values for welcoming all kinds of families and people, where people of mixed income levels and backgrounds and races would be living together in harmony, or at least the idea of the community was that it would be striving toward that goal.
My family and I believed in the dream of Columbia. We wanted to raise our kids in a diverse, on all levels, community, and we're very excited when we heard about it at Westinghouse.
It's special because of the people here, of the way that the town has been, the upkeep of the town, the people.
The people, definitely the people.
Well, I think that his vision of diversity and open space, and I think that he would be proud the way Columbia is now. This is an extremely diverse community. For the most part, people get along. I don't see an abundance of violence here. I think that he would be pleased. There are a lot of activities to be done, whether it be outdoors. And so I think that his vision has been accomplished.
Chris, I have lived in Columbia since I was in kindergarten, and I am happy to be raising my son here. Columbia is truly a very special place to me. You are listening to Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hello, HCC students. How often do you recycle? Do you make sure that you put items such as papers, cans, and bottles in the recyclable bin instead of in the garbage? Recent polls have shown that each person throws away 7.5 times their own body weight each year. When you are at the HCC campus, or anywhere else, make sure you recycle as much as you can. The Howard Community College Recycling Program collects all recyclable materials in blue or other marked containers. Be sure to put items such as old papers, cardboard boxes, soda cans, bottles, and glasses in these containers. Remember that by doing this, you can make the HCC campus a cleaner environment.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. And do you have your kids registered for camp yet? Here in the studio with us is Charlie Thomas. He is the camp manager at CA, and he's going to give us information on CA's 2016 camp season. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you back. And I know that I always look into camps for my kids, and I'm always looking for options, and I'm excited about new opportunities for them. So how many years, let's talk about a little bit of the program first. How many years has CA been providing camps?
We've been providing camps for over 40 years now.
Over 40 years. You guys have a long history there. And what types of camps will CA be offering this year? That's the answer that I'm looking for.
Well, we have camp for kids of all ages from 3.5 till about 16. We have nature camp where kids get an opportunity to do nature activities like rock climbing, sailing, archery, canoeing, and they also have an overnight. We have an art camp at the Columbia Art Center, and they do a variety of activities with jewelry making and pottery. Also have sports camps. We have a camp for special needs. We have Little Explorers Camp, which is a camp for first to third graders. This is modeled after the STEM program. And we also have a STEAM camp for third to fifth graders. And new this year, we have Nature Extreme. This is a nature camp for middle school campers.
Why is it called Nature Extreme?
Well, it's called Nature Extreme because many of the nature camp campers from last few years, they've aged out of nature camp. And they have all of the activities in Nature Extreme that were offered with the traditional nature camp with more specialized activities like sailing, rock climbing, canoeing. They offer an overnight at a off-site location, which is new this year.
And when does camp season begin?
Camp season begins June 20th, and it runs through August 12th.
And what time does camp start and end, and is there before and after care available?
All of our camps begin at 8:30, and they finish at 4 o'clock. And we do have extended care for the parents who need that. That begins at 7 a.m. in the morning until 8:30, and from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Does CA offer reduced camp fees for those who qualify?
Yes, we do have an income qualifying program for anyone that meets the requirements. You just go to columbiacamps.org, check our website, and you can get the information or call the camp office, 715-3165, to get more information about the reduced rate program.
410-715-3165?
Yes, ma'am.
And is there an early registration special? I know sometimes you guys, if you register by a certain date, you offer a special rate.
Well, this year we're going to offer the multiple tier discounting program. If someone spends $1,000, you can get up to 10% off. If you spend $1,500, you can get 15% off. And $2,000 or more, you get up to 20% off.
And Charlie, I want to go back to the income reduced rates. How much does CA supplement for camps each season? Because I know that it's important for CA to make sure that all kids, no matter what their incomes, they can enjoy camp.
Yes, what we want to make sure that we have give everyone an opportunity to get this great camp experience that we have here at CA. So we have the reduced rate programs for those who qualify, residents who qualify, or people who live or work full-time on Columbia Assessed property. They can get up to 50 to 75% off their camp prices. Normally, we subsidize approximately $100,000 per year for this program.
Yeah, that's absolutely great because, you know, not only are you offering discounts, but you're also saying, you know, even if you can't really afford it, we're here to help. We're really just trying to help the community with the camps, and we really are just trying to make the kids come to a safe place where they have fun, they can enjoy their summer, and be ready for the next school year.
And Charlie, how can parents get their kids registered to attend camp this season?
Several different ways parents can register their kids for camp. If you go to columbiacamps.org, they can download the registration form and send it electronically through email. We have online registration. They can mail it in. It can be faxed or it can be dropped off at our camp department.
And what is the address of the camp department? Because I know that you're not on Win Copeman Circle anymore.
The address is 6310 Hillside Court, Suite 100. That's Columbia 21046.
And did we mention that registration is open now?
Yes, registration is open now. Please send in all your registrations. We're just excited to get, you know, the kids registered and we're getting geared up for camp. So please send in your information as soon as possible.
Is there anything else you would like to tell parents out there who are making their decisions for their kids this summer?
Well, Columbia Association camps, we feel we have a great fit for almost any kid. We provide a nurturing environment for camps. We have a caring community. We add value to the kids' growth and education because we're about year-round education. Education is not just in the school system, but just through learning and the socialization. Camp is fun, and we offer so many activities that they have an opportunity to broaden their horizons. And the kids are going to be different when they come back to camp. And I mean that in a good way.
Well, let me tell you, I used to go to CA camps when I was a child. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but he's right. They've been doing it for more than 40 years.
Yes.
And, you know, I was a camp counselor too when I was 14. And my child has also attended CA camps, and he really has a great time. He looks forward to it every year.
Now, I also heard that you guys have something new called Camp Extra. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, Camp Extra is a program that we implemented so we can try to stay connected with the community. Earlier this year in the fall, we had a campfire event, which is free for family and kids to come out and do some activities with us. We had a nature hike at nighttime. We had a campfire with songs, and we had all kind of arts and crafts activities and giveaways. We had a great time. We're also having that again this April. It's going to be at Lake Elkhorn this time. It's going to be free. You just call or contact us through Eventbrite and to sign up because we want to make sure we have enough things and prizes and games for everyone. It's going to be a blast this summer. Camp Extra is something that we're going to continue next fall, probably have more activities, maybe something once a month or so, so we can stay connected and get the information from the parents and the community so we can better serve the community and the kids here in Columbia.
And we forgot to talk about how the parents can meet the counselors.
Yes, the parents can meet the counselors. We have Kids Day coming up on Saturday, June 11th, which is going to be at CA Sports Park. Camp, we're playing a major part there because we're going to have our camp directors there, some of our staff. We have camp activities. Each camp will be highlighted maybe for like 30 minutes or so. So you can go come and meet the nature camp staff and we'll do some nature camp activities. We have Sports and More Camp. They'll be there doing some activities, STEAM. You know, so all the directors are there. Parents, we want you guys to come out, bring the kids, meet some of our camp staff, and we're going to have a great time.
And that's from 10 to 3. What date is that again?
That's Saturday, June 11th at the Columbia Sports Park.
All right. I'll make sure to mark my calendar and bring my kids over. Charlie, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
And this is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Last month's show, we learned about the importance of overall wellness, and it seems to be a growing trend with employers to offer wellness packages to their employees. And Shanice Weiss, Corporate Sales and Sponsorship Representative at CA, is here in studio with us to explain why this is becoming a popular trend amongst employers. Why is it corporate wellness becoming so important all of a sudden?
Corporate wellness is so important because families want wellness benefits for themselves and their families. We spend a majority of our day at work. We see our coworkers more than we see our actual family members. So it's great to offer employees at a company something where they can have recreation, they can have quality time with their family, and just overall increase their well-being.
So Shanice, you just touched on some of this, but what are some of the benefits for businesses that offer memberships for fitness facilities?
I think that one of the largest benefits, a lot of the CEOs of the companies, the presidents of the companies, they love how the company is efficient. Efficiency is very important when you're looking at the bottom line. Also, financially, with employees enrolled in a wellness program, that may lead to less sick time being used and competitive insurance rates. Also, retention. Employees feel valued that their employer cares about their well-being and want to encourage them to live a happier and healthier lifestyle.
And, you know, that makes a lot of sense, but it's funny that we have not thought about it until now.
Yeah.
So just so that maybe listeners understand this a little better, what is corporate wellness?
Corporate wellness is just improving the overall well-being of the company. Being Columbia Association's corporate representative, it is my job to strategize with companies ways on to increase activity in the workplace, morale, and just fitness.
And, you know, it makes sense. We talked about the benefits earlier, and now that I have a clear understanding of what corporate fitness is, it's basically just the employers looking at their employees and saying, you know, yes, you guys work for me, but I appreciate you, and I just want you to be healthy. And once the employees receive that, it just generates all those benefits that you mentioned earlier, which is, you know, the fact that it even affects insurance is, like, mind-blowing to me.
Yes,
like, the rates can go down because, yes, absolutely, you have healthier employees, you have happier employees, so retention, like you were talking about earlier, people, if they're happy, they're going to stay with you.
Exactly. If you feel valued at your job and you feel as though your boss is just concerned about you as an individual and not just what you can do for the company, it really changes how you feel about your company and what you can do for your company.
It goes back to that. If you love what you do, but it also has to be if you love where you work, I feel.
Exactly.
So, you know, then you're happier and you don't feel like you're working at all.
Exactly.
So that's great. And why are I know we're kind of going back and forth, but why are employers encouraging their employees to exercise?
With encouraging healthy habits, companies can prevent the, or should I say, lower risk of serious health conditions later on. It will improve mood. Fitness has also been studied to improve one's emotions. So people are coming to work happy and healthy.
Right. And then the other thing is if you're a customer service type environment, like I know CA is, mm-hmm. you know, if you have happy employees, then you're going to have happy customers.
Exactly. Our members are happy and our employees are happy. So it's a well mesh.
And what types of corporate memberships does CA offer?
CA actually offers all types of corporate memberships. Anyone can join through their company. If the company is signed on as a corporate account, the employees are more than welcome to sign through the company. Also, companies host events. We have haven retreats. We have golf outings. We have a lot of different things that companies in Columbia take advantage of for their employees. It's not just the gym membership, but perhaps
The
corporate outings where it gives the company's employees a chance to get out of the office, get up, and just enjoy the time with their coworkers.
And I love that. It's almost like a mini vacation, I feel, you know?
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about paying for anything. It's always a plus to have something provided by the company. All you have to do is show up.
Well, it has to be a rewarding job to go out and meet different people and be different businesses and tell them about corporate wellness and how they can better improve their overall health of their employees.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy attending health fairs. I enjoy speaking to staff. Sometimes we host sessions where if it's a large company, maybe a few sessions in the month so that employees can come see me on their lunch hour or have that time scheduled later in the day to just have all their questions answered about CA, our plans, our amenities, any programs coming up, anything that their kids could get involved in. It's just it's a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, and CA just has so much. They have all the pools, they have the indoor pools, they have the three gyms,
yes,
and now Haven on the Lake,
which I
mean,
love.
You get a whole lot. I mean, you just don't get one gym, and you have a variety of everything right there.
And I think that's what our members love most about the Columbia Association, the variety. We have everything from the CrossFit trainer to the yoga specialist to someone who just wants to swim.
To my favorite, Zumba.
Zumba, yeah. Zumba is very fun. It's an upbeat way to get moving. I know a lot of people that do Zumba in the community.
And how can people get in touch with you, Shanice, if they want to bring a corporate wellness plan to their employees?
They could go online. We have an online form for employers and employees who are looking for wellness benefits within their company. And also I can be reached via email at corporatemberships@columbiaassociation.org or via telephone. You can feel free to call me at 410-423-1882.
Yeah, and online you have to go to columbiaassociation.org, click on About Us, and then Corporate Wellness.
Corporate Partnerships.
Just check it out. Call Shanice. Get a corporate wellness plan for your company.
I would love to strategize with you and figure out the best possible way to increase activity and overall well-being within your company.
Shanice, thank you so much for coming in today. Is there anything else, like a last maybe closing statement that you want people to remind or anything that we didn't touch on that you want them to be aware of?
One of the things I'd like to mention is with CA being such a large organization, a lot of people think in the community that we cater to big businesses. That's not the case. We cater to offices of 5 people, to 10 people, to 50 people, to 100 people. So whatever you have, how many people you have working for you, if you're interested in promoting corporate wellness within your company for any benefit, please feel free to give me a call.
All right. Sounds great. So no matter the size of your business, make sure to give Shanice a call. Shanice, we thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into this month's show. To learn more about Columbia Association, please visit columbiaassociation.org. And you can connect with us on the following social media sites: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
And to connect with us, all you have to do is go to Facebook and find us. We are Dragon Digital Radio, or you can actually go to our website. We are howardcc.edu/HCC Radio. Click on original programming and you can actually check out the podcast that we have, the podcast for this show. So if you cannot catch it on a regular hours, you can always go and listen at your convenience right there on our podcast. And you can also check out the other shows that we have here at the station.
And as always, me and Chris really appreciate you tuning in, and we will see you next month.